Selma Jewelry.
Hey, how are you, Elizabeth?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going
good.
On? Did you have a nice weekend down there?
I did. It was so beautiful down here. It was. Yesterday was busy. I had to take both dogs to the vet, and that was like a oh my goodness.
Do they like going, or is that like a challenge?
No, they do not like going at all. Hang on, I'm so sorry. I've got a customer. Let me let you talk to Kim. Hang on,
okay.
She's got some good news. Hang on just a second. All right. Let me give her my phone. Hang on just a second. Hello?
Hey, how are you? Congratulations.
Hey,
oh, my gosh.
Like cloud nine.
What time did she get induced, and then when did she have the baby?
So they told her to be there Friday evening. And she got there, like, when she called the closest hospital where they had planned on having him, they were full. They had no beds available. And they were like, you know, you can come back Sunday and we can induce you, or you can go to Clayton, which is 20 minutes. It's like their sister hospital.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, call Clayton, tell him we're coming because this is happening. You know, like,
I know. She's like, I'm done. I just,
yeah,
need to
like,
have this baby.
Like, she had her mind ready. And so, and Clayton, actually, my husband's mama, my husband grew up right across the road from the Clayton hospital. Like, he fished in the pond that is now in the front of the hospital, like, you know, like, literally. And so anyway, they got there, and they did that balloon, like, where it's supposed to help kind of start things. You know, they put that balloon in her.
Oh,
and
really?
So she slept with that for a good part of the night, and that just wasn't helping her very much. And so they ended up taking that out, and they started her, I think they broke her water
mm-hmm.
at around 9 a.m., and he was born at 4:16.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't terrible. Like, she was having contractions during the night, but they gave her medicine and let her sleep, you know, so
yeah.
She rested. So it wasn't, to have a 10-pound, 3-ounce baby, it wasn't a terrible labor. Long, you know?
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. 10 pounds, 3 ounces. Man.
That's crazy, right?
I know. So you were tagged in a video, and that, like, there's a little girl with him.
Yes, that's Lainey. That is my granddaughter. That's James's.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so, and I'm like, oh, my God, he looks like he's a couple months old already. Like, he's so big and chunky.
His hands are huge. Like, when Lainey's 3, and Cindy said when Lainey would touch, like, his hands, she's like, they're pretty much the same size.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. So, did you take your mom to go see him?
Yeah, Mama was there when he was born.
Oh, my gosh.
The first time, like, when they called to the front and they were like, the two grandmas and Mima can come back for a few minutes. And so they let me and Cindy's mama and my mama come back there for a few minutes.
So we got to
see him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I couldn't believe how big he was. I was like, I knew you told me he was going to be big, but, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, we were all thinking probably high nines is what we were thinking. But, yeah, he was 10-3. He only lost 1 ounce in the hospital. He actually weighed 10-4 when they weighed him later on that night.
Uh-huh.
And then the next morning he had only lost 1 ounce back to 10-3. And he went to the doctor this morning, and he's gained an ounce.
Oh,
so. He was actually big enough at his first doctor's appointment at only a few days old to get his RSV vaccination.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
You have to easily be older to get that. Sorry.
How long was he?
He's 22 inches.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
22 inches.
I can only imagine. She must have been like, I cannot wait to get him out of me. Like,
yeah, the last few times I'd see her, she wouldn't stand up straight. She would lean forward and, like, put her elbows on the countertop or whatever just to make it hang down away from her. You know?
Yeah. That's a lot on your bladder. And like,
yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and like up in her ribs, like she just felt like he was everywhere. And he was, because, you know.
Yeah, she probably felt
he
like.
He was 10'3". The placenta was 7 pounds.
Oof. What?
So she literally lost, like, 17, 18 pounds all at once.
Jiminy Christmas. That's a lot of weight. How much weight did she end up gaining?
I don't know. She had said, I don't know. She would say how much she weighed, but I don't know how much she weighed before she got there.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
She got
yeah.
pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
So, but she don't have any stretch marks. Can you believe that?
Oh, my
her
goodness.
Her belly's just as pretty and smooth, like, there's no stretch mark, not one to be seen. I was like, girl, what's it feel like to be God's favorite?
So, not to brag, but I never had stretch marks either.
That is amazing. Because I think they said, you're pregnant, and I had stretch marks. Like, you know.
Girl, I used cocoa butter every day on my stomach. Like,
yeah,
cocoa
yeah.
butter. Like, constantly.
Yeah.
But, like, I have a small C-section scar, but you can't see it. Like
yeah.
It's literally like where my bikini line is. So
would go, yeah.
Mhm. But
yeah.
No.
That's really nice when the doctors make sure it's where it needs to be.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I know. Anyway, well, good, very good. I know everybody probably is like so happy and oh my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, very happy, very happy. He gave us a scare. He didn't breathe on his own for about the first 4 minutes. His heart rate was fine, but they were having to bag him.
Really?
Yeah, so that was very scary. You know, you can imagine, because you've got a son, if you look down at the phone, like he had a parent's text going, and
uh-huh.
we looked down and it just said one word, it just said pray.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, my gosh, it was horrible.
I know, that almost like brings tears to my eyes, Kim. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so, and then the relief of when you look down and he had texted back, mommy and baby, okay.
Oh, God.
So,
yeah, that always makes you so, like.
And I was thinking, well, I don't know about all the grandparents. I think we all need, we're not okay now.
Oh, man, but does he have a good set of lungs on him now?
Oh, yeah, he's good. He's chill, like, he's very, like, even when he's hungry, he don't really cry a lot. He's just. Chilling, you know, good. So.
Oh, my God, that baby smell, that new baby smell.
Yeah,
oh my
and he's
God.
Big, so he drinks more at a time, so you don't have to feed him as often, you know, which mine were the same way. You know, Josh was big and Logan was too. And because she told him, she was like, you know, I told you, you know, his daddy was huge. And Dr. Marzavani, who actually delivered him, delivered both Josh and
oh,
Logan.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad. And they don't keep them in the hospital very long. Like, she was
they
probably
came home at lunchtime yesterday.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. They did. But they're doing good. I helped Josh move there. They have a recliner that they were going to put in his room. And, you know, it's a rocking swivel
yeah.
recliner
mm-hmm.
for nighttime feedings and stuff. And Cindy, bless her heart, there was just not a chair in the living room that she could sit in comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
But that recliner's big enough she can kind of shift to the side a little bit and sit more comfortably. She said, I don't want to be in the bed when everybody's here. I want to be in here, you know.
Yeah.
And so I helped Josh move furniture around a little bit and get it comfortable for her, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so it's all good, though. And the dog came in and she's fine. She smelled of him a couple times, and she's like, okay. And then Cindy sent us a picture this morning of Matthew laying on the bed in his boppy pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoe is a Weimaraner, and she's got her back up against the boppy pillow asleep on the bed beside him. So Zoe's got a new baby, it looks like.
Yeah, I was just going to say, oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. I know my son's best friend, they just had a baby last week. Wednesday, I want to say. So, but Jaden my son, was like, I can't believe how fast they let the mom and the baby go home. He's like, that's crazy to me.
It really is fast.
He goes, and for, like for her to be pregnant and then have a baby and then, like, go back to, like, doing, like, normal stuff, he's like, how do women do it? Like, you guys are so strong. I'm like,
yeah, you really are. Like, I think every man or even friend that is around a woman, like, gets a whole new perspective once they realize.
Yeah, can see it kind of firsthand. You're right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I know. Well, bless, bless, bless. Well, I know you're probably busy and probably have I know it's like your Monday and everything, so.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, if there's anything you need, you just give me a holler, okay?
All right, dude. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.